Hi, my name is Carol Boss. I'm here with you on Women's Focus, and I think with a really great and exciting show this afternoon coming up somewhere right around the 1 o'clock hour. I'm going to be welcoming designer Maggie McNabb. She has a brand new book out, a very, very beautiful book called Design by Nature. And we're going to be talking about the versatility of nature and how when we uncover nature's ingenuity, we can follow our creative paths, so to speak. And one does not need to just be a designer to read and enjoy and get so much from this book. And I'm really glad she's going to be joining us right in about 1 hour or so. I'm also excited because I have in the studio with me four wonderful young women. They're all college students. And this all came about because I had the good fortune this year, actually in hardly 2 months from now, had the opportunity to have an intern work with me on Women's Focus. Her name is Sarah Kasson, and she did return from a semester in Spain, and she was kind of between semesters abroad because she's about to go to Chile in a couple of months. And she has made a huge difference for me, and I want to tell her with her sitting here now. And one thing that she did that I don't want to forget to tell you, so I'm going to tell you right now. For about, you know, most of you or a lot of you, some of you who listen to Women's Focus know that for the last year I've been doing a series on food called Revolutionary Soup, and I've been stating for about a year that I was going to get those programs up as podcasts and get them on our website, and it just never happened. And Sarah has actually put up every one of those segments, as well as some others along with that that have nothing to do with Revolutionary Soup. So I invite you to go to the website. If you're one of the people who said to me, God, I want to hear that program, and I wish you had it on the website. And for those of you who don't even know what I'm talking about, you want to check it out because there's some really interesting conversations and certainly some wonderful guests that I've had over the year. So that's KUNM.org. And in the search, you could put either my name, Carol Boss, or you can go to Women's Focus, and you'll be able to find them. So I appreciate Sarah doing that a lot. But anyway, after Sarah started here, I got the idea of, certainly I've had young women on this program before, but never with the intentional conversation about being young women in college and taking a look at and discussing about where they see themselves in this world and the challenges they see and the excitement they see in front of them. So we're going to do something along those lines today. And besides Sarah, with me in the studio is Samreen Anwar, Savannah Woodward, and Andrea Nanez. And I welcome all of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Welcome. And besides Sarah, who is in her junior year at New Mexico State, everyone else is a junior, but you're all at UNM, right?
Yes.
So what I want to do is I just want to go around and have you share a few things about yourself with our listeners, and then we'll get more into the heart of a discussion here. So Sarah, having a year abroad, first in Spain and now in Chile, what has that meant for you?
Oh my goodness, it's been amazing, and I hope that next semester will also be wonderful. It's just, I know I'm very, very fortunate to be able to do this, and I'm really, I don't know, this is like the greatest year of my life.
It should be. So what are you studying?
I'm studying government, Spanish, and international business at NMSU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So obviously you're fluent enough to be taking, I think you told me that when you were in Spain, you were taking classes in Spanish, but you were also with classmates who were sort of in the same situation as you, coming to Spain and doing this. But this time you're going to be you're going to be in classes with natives of Chile.
Yes, with the regular Chilean students. I'm a little bit nervous for that part, but hopefully I'm where I need to be language-wise.
Great. And Samreen Anwar, what are you studying?
I'm double majoring in biology and psychology at the University of New Mexico.
And why your decision to go into to study that? And what field do you want to go into?
I'm currently unsure. I know I want to go into the medical field, but I'm still undecided on what I want to do in the medical field.
Mm-hmm. And we also have Andrea Nunez.
Nanez.
I'm sorry. Nanez.
Yes.
I apologize,
Andrea.
It's
a little tricky.
So you were telling me before we went on air that you're not a native of Albuquerque. You're a native New Mexican. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Santa Teresa, New Mexico, which is right on the border of El Paso. And so it's really more like a suburb of El Paso almost. It's not really its own little area, but we really are pretty much a suburb there. And there's a lot of farming area and other little towns like La Union and Anthony, which I think you've said you've been to, Sarah. So.
And you're studying at UNM. What are you studying?
I am studying biology with a minor in chemistry.
So we've got biology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you just also told me before we went on air that your sister is about to go into UNM med school, and now you're getting to share a house together?
Yeah, she's in a prep program right now, and she'll be starting med school this upcoming year. So it's really great, and we're all really proud of her. So, and yeah. She's a great roommate, I have to say.
You have to say. It's a pretty good thing to say about your sister, a great roommate. And Savannah Woodward. You are a junior at UNM, and what are you studying, Savannah?
I am also a pre-med person, and I'm getting my degree in psychology and chemistry.
Sarah, you stand out.
I know. I stand out as a person who's not going to have a job after college.
Well, that may be one of the things that we're going to talk about today. So, again, I thank you all for being here, and Sarah for getting this group together for us. So I'm imagining that you're all sharing some excitement about your future, and certainly Sarah just told us that this is like just about the best year she's ever had. And I'm wondering who would like to start and maybe tell us what you're most excited about in terms of either being in college or what you're looking forward to. You know, what is the excitement about for you? Or is there anyone here who's not excited at all? No response.
Sometimes I wish college could last forever, and sometimes I just wish I could study abroad for the rest of my life. So it's kind of a mix of, we're all juniors, so we're all probably starting to think about what we're going to do after graduation, and that's such a mix of, like, excitement to maybe live in a new place, do something completely new, and also I'm very, you know, scared probably of, like, not being able to do what I want to, maybe getting rejected from a grad program or Peace Corps or something like that, and then, I don't know, not knowing what's next. So,
before we go into someone else, let me just warn you about something. Be careful when you talk, because I've had guests who use their hands a lot, and if you bang on the table, that reverberates through the mic. I think you just did that by accident, but I just want to let you know that. Savannah, I think you wanted to say something about that.
Yeah, I know that Andrea and I are currently studying for the MCAT, which we're going to take this summer, and it's a frightening experience, but it's also very exciting because it's the next step in our future, you know?
So for those who don't know what the MCAT is, that's the sort of entrance exam for medical school?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's the equivalent of the GRE, but for medical school.
Andrea, you want to speak for yourself about what you're excited about?
Well, this semester I'm really excited to finally be taking upper-level courses in biology. I'm finally done with, like, the 200 levels, and they're really interesting classes now. I'm in immunology right now, and it's just fantastic, and it's everything I hoped it would be. And I'm really looking forward to taking, like, classes in other sciences, like genetics and, you know, cell form and function, things like that. And it's really just exciting to be kind of done with the trial phase, and now I get to study really interesting things, and I can kind of focus what I'm interested in. And that's what's great about being a junior.
You know, maybe more than any other fields, it's not true exclusively, but for me, when I think about it, but I wonder how individuals make the decision that they want to go to med school. you know, you go through your childhood, then you enter high school, and then you start college, and it's like, oh, I want to be a doctor. Or some people want to be go into the medical field, they think, when they are very, very young. And I know some people have relatives. They may have a parent who's in that field. But let me ask you, Andrea, and you already mentioned that your sister is going into medical school. What drew you to sort of have the ambition to do that?
It's kind of a complicated process, I guess. I started out when I was young, always kind of thinking about it because my mom is a nurse in El Paso, and I have a cousin who went to UNM and is a doctor practicing in El Paso, and I have an aunt who's a nurse, and so there's definitely a presence of the medical field in my family, and my parents like to joke that they kind of pushed us into it and groomed us for it, but I mean, that's not the case. We were always encouraged to do well in school, and we definitely took advantage of the public education offered to us, but I also feel like I got to explore in college and consider other things and consider research and consider other fields and really land on the medical field as what I want to do. So it's kind of been a mixture of both having or getting to see the medical field through my family and exploring it on my own.
What about you, Savannah? Did you grow up thinking you wanted to be a doctor?
Not exactly. I knew that I was always interested in psychology, and then I mean, I knew that I wanted to go into science on top of that. And like Andrea said, when I got into college, I was able to do, I've been working in a research lab since I started college. So it became clear to me that while I enjoy researching, it's definitely not how I want to spend my science career.
Mm-hmm. Nazreen, what excites you about being a young college woman?
Well, I've always been unsure about what I want to do. But I know that it's my junior year and I had to decide something finally. So I always liked biology, and I know that I was always interested in the cell and molecular biology, and I was just thinking about what I could do with it that would be most useful to people, how I could help them the most. So I decided that I can use biology as a degree to go into the medical field, and that's how I think I can work to improve on my career and help other people with their lives. So I'm excited to see where I go with that.
So in terms of your future, when you think about your future, I'm wondering what each of you also in terms of excitement are excited about, what you see as your possibilities. I also want to talk about fears, but let's talk about the excitement first. What possibilities as young women, more than halfway through your college career, your undergraduate college career, what do you see lying before you? And this could be separate from your course of study. I mean, I think the junior year is kind of a marking point. That's the way I felt when I was in college. Wow, I've done half of my undergraduate college career, and I'm almost there, or at least I have less than halfway to go. Anybody want to respond to that? Samreen?
I think I make, because when you're in college, you always hear about what's going on in the world. You'll hear this going on in this state or this country, but a lot of us don't ever go out and experience it for ourselves. So I think that I'm excited to, after I graduate, to go out, even if I'm going to grad school. But I've lived in New Mexico all my life, so I think going out and going to another grad school or actually experiencing those things I always hear about, like going and helping like certain situations, going out in different countries, seeing how things are for myself, and then using what I learned from undergrad to mm-hmm. see that from my own perspective. I think I'm excited about that.
Anybody else? No excitement about the future? Andrea?
I definitely also feel excited to see more of this country and also the world, because I got to visit a friend in Seattle, and it's so far from here, and it's just so different. This last year, and it was amazing, and since then I've had this kind of like wanderlust, I guess. I really just want to see more. And I mean, it's daunting because I know even just moving from El Paso to here, it was definitely really hard, but it's also a challenge that I'm looking forward to. So seeing more of the world is definitely something.
Well, you're sort of a small town girl, aren't you? Except you were on the border of, you were right over a larger, right by a larger city, El Paso. So it's not like you were isolated. But I was wondering about that. Even moving from there to Albuquerque had to be a big change for you.
Yeah, it's an interesting mix because you have like a small town in that it's suburban and our high school wasn't very big. But then you have El Paso right there, so you're never at a loss for things to do and you're never like, well, let's go shoot some cans in the desert. But it's pretty good mix, I think. I really liked El Paso, so it was really hard to move away from my family because, like, all of my dad's brothers and sisters live there and all of my immediate family, obviously. And it was definitely hard to move away from my sisters because we're close in age. We're 2 years apart. I'm 4 years apart from my oldest sister and 2 years apart from the middle sister. And so we grew up pretty close, and our parents always taught us that family comes first. So it was pretty hard to move away from them, but it's nice to have my older sister back here.
I know Sarah's not a native New Mexican. How many of you are besides Andrea? You are?
Yeah.
Semreen?
I was born here and raised here. So, but my family is from India, so I don't know if it's...
Well, let me ask you, what has it been like in a city of Albuquerque to be... to grow up as a Muslim, a practicing Muslim young woman, a young girl and now a young woman?
Well, in New Mexico, it's really good. Like, I don't experience anything against being a Muslim and wearing the headscarf or anything. I think if I go out of New Mexico, I experience that more. I think it's just the people here. I don't feel uncomfortable or anything. So when I go out of the state, I notice there's more people that, you know, give me weird looks, or it's just intimidating. You know, it makes you think and it makes you feel, it kind of makes you worry about where you're going. But
so you haven't experienced wearing the hijab when you've gone into stores? And
not too much. Like, I think because when I first started wearing it, I noticed it more when people were staring at me. Or
how long ago was that when you started wearing it?
I started it 2.5 years ago when I started college. So I think when I first started it, I noticed it more, people staring or asking or giving weird looks. But now that I've worn it for so long, I don't notice that, or I just don't see people doing it as often. A lot of people actually are interested and come up and ask about it or ask how I wear it. And, they'll ask a lot of questions, you know, about what it means.
Well, that's a good experience.
Yeah.
Then.
So that makes me feel good. And my confidence goes up. But then there's other people that make, like, rude comments, and that it makes you, you know, you just have to move past that.
Right.
And look at the good.
What about your mother or someone else in your family? Have they been wearing it for many years?
No one in my family wears it except my cousins and my aunts wear it. So I've experienced, like, whenever I go out with them, I've experienced that, but I'm the only one in my family to wear it.
Well, there's this question I want to ask then. How did you as a young person make that decision that you wanted to do it when you didn't have anyone in your immediate family wearing the scarf?
I've grown up around my cousins who've always worn it, and I've had a lot of friends and relatives that wear it. And then I know what it means and symbolizes, and that it's part of my religion that I should do, like an obligation. So as I started college, I decided that it was a good time for me to start it, because I was going into a more open environment than just in high school where everybody's, you know, you've grown up with everybody. But moving on to college, you're more open to the environment. There's more people that are open to it. So I decided that it'd be a good time.
Well, I'm glad it's been a good experience for you, and also a learning experience for others too.
Yes, definitely.
What we were just talking about makes me think about this. Here is Semreen, who a couple of years ago, probably then at the age of what, 18 or 19? Or
yes, 18, I think.
To make the decision that she wanted to wear a hijab, a headscarf. Can any of you, Samantha, I'm sorry, Savannah, Andrea, or Sarah, think about a time in your teenage or young woman life where you just made a decision that wasn't necessarily based on what your parents thought you should be doing or wearing or whatever? Andrea thinks of one immediately.
Well, my parents did not want me to come to UNM. Both of my older sisters went to NMSU, and they commuted from home. So I was actually the first one to move away as the youngest, and they were opposed to it. And I actually threatened to go farther to go to a college out of state. So when I did decide to come to UNM, it was almost like a relief to them. Yes. But I mean, and definitely that first year, my dad wanted me to go down a lot, and my mom, and they wanted to see me. And I did drive down to El Paso a lot on the weekends, and it was kind of just really lonely up here, and it was nice to see them. But they were definitely opposed to my decision to come here. They thought that NMSU was just as good, and I mean, it is. I have nothing against it, besides, you know, being a Lobo. But they wanted me to commute from home, and I just definitely decided that I wanted to get the college experience of, like, living in the dorms and moving away and doing it on my own. And, I mean, definitely I relied on their support, but I made that decision against their wishes, and I definitely felt that I needed to move out.
In case you just joined us, this is Women's Focus. My name is Carol Boss, and I have in the studio with me four young women who are juniors in their college career, and we're talking about, you know, kind of where how they're finding their place in the world and how they look at things. And with us is Sarah Kasson. And Samreen Anwar. We also have Andrea Nanez and Savannah Woodward. Does anybody else have a response to that? About what about you, Sarah? Whose decision? Did you decide that you wanted to be away from home and that's why you went to NMSU?
Yeah, it was kind of the
reverse.
Yeah, the reverse. Like, my parents actually thought that it was pretty important that I go off and have the college experience, go live in a dorm, make new friends than I had in high school, start over kind of thing. And if I went to UNM, I knew that that probably wouldn't, I mean, it could happen. Like, Savannah and Samreen have both, they're from Albuquerque, and they've done that successfully. But, I kind of wanted to live somewhere new, shake it up a little bit. And I also, there were some things, I like studying the border. Since I'm a political science student, that's kind of what my interest is. And it was a better, I mean, obviously, since Las Cruces is what, like 15, 20 miles away from Mexico, it was a good place to do that. And I mostly just, yeah, I wanted the real start over college experience. And they wanted that for me, too. And it was nice because I also thought I was going out of state, but then the lottery is just too good to say no to. I'm sure we all. Yeah, that's such a draw that, I mean, it's really hard to justify paying $15,000 for college when you can pay zero in state. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's kind of what took me down there. Some people are confused, like, you moved from Albuquerque to Las Cruces? but I, you know, I've learned to love it down there, and it is really different. Like, I don't know, it's kind of the same, but it's different. Yeah.
Anybody else want to respond to that? And if not, that's fine. Okay. So I want to have you talk about and share with us. You know, we're living in a crazy world. I guess it's always a crazy world, but some people think it's more crazy than ever. And here you are, young women in college, and there's a lot to be excited about. You all are pretty stable, and you have a strong sense of, I get a sense that you have a strong sense of who you each are and what you want to do in the world. And yet, there's, you know, this is a pretty unstable world, and I'm wondering, when you look at the future, there's you know, we always have unknowns in our life. Anything can happen at any time to any one of us. There are lots of unknowns. But is there anything particularly weighing on you or that you think about Are there fears? Are there apprehensions? This is a very wide open question. I keep wanting to say Samantha, but it's Savannah. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Savannah.
No, that's fine. Well, I mean, like Sarah said, we are all pretty lucky to be leaving college with little to no debt. But I know for me, it's pretty common when you apply to medical school to not get in until your second or third try. So it's been sort of tough for me to be faced with that. Like, what do I do if I don't get in the first time? What am I going to do for a year until I can apply again? You know, where do I go with my life? What do I do?
Right. So anyone else with a response? And it could also be, aside from studies, about the way you're looking at the world and how it may impact you, et cetera. Andrea?
I think it's definitely a little bit daunting because I was looking at a book that Savannah lent me about medical school admissions and looking through the numbers and seeing just how many like Mexican-American students each school let in. And this was as recent as 2010, and some of them had like zeros or twos or fives. And it's just like if it's such like a smaller pool of applicants, like, oh, maybe we're only going to take in one Mexican-American student this year, like to be competing with like within a smaller group that are like, I wonder how is it going to work out? And then going to a certain area where maybe, you know, it won't be so accepting. Like, I visited a part of Texas once where my mom has family, and I remember just walking down the street to like a park and getting strange looks from some of the people who lived in that neighborhood. And it's just like not so open anymore, but there's kind of an undercurrent. And how do you know to go to a school that kind of has an open environment and how to get a feel from that and make sure that you go somewhere where you're going to be comfortable? That's going to be hard.
What about you, Samreen?
I agree. I think a lot of what scares me would be just going out after grad school, because I'm still unsure about what I want to do. I've always been unsure because I like everything, and I don't. What scares me is like having interviews for jobs or going to interview for a grad school and being scared about what they think of me, like because of my headscarf or where I'm coming from. That's always a, you know, like an issue that, you know, you have to keep in mind, but. Like, I'm confident, like, I open to, like, experiencing different things, so I'm open to going to an interview and seeing it as they may not see me for, like, for who I am, what I'm applying to, and they might be seeing me for, you know, my scar, for what that represents, or being judged on that. So that's definitely a thing that kind of makes me scared about going out into the world, but...
Yeah, thank you, Samreen. And Sarah, you touched on fears a little bit before, but is there anything that you want to add to that? Or
yeah, I mean, I guess just being a liberal arts major is kind of scary right now. You guys, I mean, if you get into med school, at least, I mean, supposedly you'll have something waiting for you. We've seen a lot of, like, I don't know, I've watched a lot of interviews with, like, the Occupy people, and some of them have even said, you know, well, I'm so much in debt because I got a graduate degree in this and there's nothing I can do now. So I am worried about that. I have friends who have, you know, graduate degrees, PhDs, and now they're working in retail. And, like, there's no shame in that, but, you know, that is really hard when you have, especially if you have tons of debt and, you know, you can't, you're so passionate about something and you can't find a job with that. So yeah, that's kind of scary. I mean, just with the present economy and stuff, it's a little daunting to be graduating right now.
Let me ask you something. Being in college, do you feel ever at all that you're in a bubble, like this protective bubble, where... Because I remember when I was in college, and it was a different world then, but, you know, when I was in college, I was so concentrated on studying so hard that I was aware of what was happening in the world, but and I cared very much what was happening in the world, but somehow, especially when I began college, it was like it did not take over me because mostly my world was taking classes and studying, like a lot. So I'm wondering, and I don't know if I consider myself being in a bubble at all, but I was just sort of wondering if any of you do, that this is not really truly being in the real world. Samarine?
Yeah, I feel like that too, because I'll hear about things and I want to go out and do something, want to help, like go out in those countries or go out in the States and be part of something and help, you know, go out and help or go out and do something and change it. You know, but you always feel like you're focused on school, you're focused on life. There's no time to go out of your bubble to do things because you're just too focused on studying to, and then you're just waiting for after you graduate to be able to go do it, but then you don't even know if you would be able to then. So I think it's definitely like you're in a bubble sometimes.
What about you, Andre? You had your hand
up. I think that's definitely true, and even something that's as directly affecting us is like the Occupy Wall Street movement. Like, I hear what they're saying and I feel like, yes, I support that. And yes, this is an important issue and we need to be heard if we want to have a future. But at the same time, it's like, well, I can't really go out and be at the park because I have classes and things like that. And even I feel somewhat detached from that in the same sense because I'm here at UNM and I do have like the lottery scholarship and these opportunities. And so I'm really thankful that I'm not going to be maybe as in debt as some of the people who go off to these really prestigious colleges and then even can't find a job because they're like $40,000 in debt. So I do feel like being in college, especially here, is kind of like a bubble where you're kind of sheltered from these issues that are hitting everybody else so hard.
Let me ask you, all of you, this. Are any of you involved in any activities or any groups in college at this time? Savannah?
Yeah, actually, Andrea and I are both in Phi Sigma Pi National Honor Fraternity, and we're very involved in that. She's the treasurer, and I'm the president. And that, I mean, between that, I mean, I'm in a couple of other honor societies. So between those activities on campus and studying all the time and, like, trying to find a job, you know, how can you be involved in anything else?
Well, is anyone in here involved either through the university or outside of the university with any kind of organization or group that has nothing to do with your academic studies?
I'm in
Samarine.
I'm part of the MSA, which is Muslim Student Association.
Uh-huh.
So it's not related to my studies or anything, but we focus more on just like general knowledge to the public and activities to get people involved and united, sort of like that. So it's not directly related to studying, but it takes up time because I've been on the board for so many years.
Yes.
And we have to have meetings and get people into activities, and so it is busy.
What about you, Sarah? Certainly not your junior year because you've been away and will be going away soon, but how about... I think I got the sense from Sarah because Sarah got together most of you here today, and it sounded like at least a few of you were, or a couple of you were, very involved in high school in organizations. So do you mm-hmm. feel that has changed for you, Sarah, since you've been in college?
No, I think I've. That's kind of the exciting thing about college is in high school, you know, you can do sports, you can do theater. But in college, there's so many more opportunities to do something that's actually connected to what your passion is and what, hopefully, you're studying something that you're passionate about. So I've gotten to do Model United Nations. I've gotten to do student lobbying team. And then I do some stuff that isn't necessarily, you know, connected to what I'm studying. Like, I work in the study abroad office, and I do ambassadors, which is basically... I make friends with all of the incoming exchange students from all over the world, which, I mean, in some ways probably does make me a better student since I get in, you know, political discussions about their, you know, what's happening in their country. So I love that about college, that there's so many, I mean, every single major has, like, a club for it for people who have similar interests. And you can get so connected to people that way, and I really have enjoyed that. Do you guys find that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I was very involved in high school, and I feel like I'm still really involved in college, but just involved in things that are more relevant to who I am now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Savannah and I were both marching band people in high school, and we're not music majors now, but
yes.
that was fun.
So when you look at the greater world outside of whether you consider it a bubble or your college life and family life, is what in this larger world, whether locally here in New Mexico or globally, are things that you, when you have time to think about those things, what do you think about and what are some of your concerns? You know, issues out there.
Well, we were all talking about the lottery scholarship, and it scares me a lot to see that in jeopardy, just because I think if it ever goes away, both of our universities will be in, I don't know, it will have a serious toll. So I think locally, I mean, I want my little brother to be able to have that, and I want that to last. And since New Mexico does have, you know, pretty high poverty rates, I think that is, like, so important for our state to be able to offer free education to people who probably would not be able to go to college otherwise. That's one of the things we do with student lobbying team is go to the legislature and talk about kind of, I mean, there's no, what changes have to be made in order to preserve that, because it's so important for New Mexican college students, I think.
Yeah, that sounds like a very... very valuable thing that you're doing. You're learning a lot and knowing how to, learning how to do that and see what the process is like.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something, Samarine?
No, I was just going to say that, I think locally and worldwide, I think the education problem, because I like to think about and focus on learning more about where other countries stand on their education and people getting the opportunity to get education, especially young women in other countries that don't have, because of their country culture and customs, they don't get the opportunity to get education.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something I like to focus on and try to work on for other people to get that opportunity.
The question I'm going to ask now actually is sort of related, I think, there may be some repetition, or maybe it'll go beyond that. I'm wondering, because you both talked about education and how those are concerns, what's happening with the lottery, and you're talking about even going as far globally, other countries, especially when it's related to women. I want to ask you, generally speaking now, what are the things, aside from your academics, that matter most to you in your life, in the world?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
It's a big question. It could be a little answer or a big answer. I'll give you a moment to think.
Maybe like family relationships, like experiencing different things.
Like what, for example? What's something different?
Experiencing going out of your comfort zone and meeting new people.
Give me an example of something like that that's happened with you, going out of your comfort zone.
I think because I've always been with friends with certain people or friends with this group or this group, and before college, I never really went out to meet different groups and get involved with different people and hang out with different people. So once I got into college, I think I was able to, expand my friendship. I don't know what you call it, but
your circle.
Circle, yeah. So I think maybe just leaving your comfort zone and trying different things, even if it's meeting new people or trying different things like going into a different organization or unrelated to school, maybe.
Have you done that? Have you gone to another? Are you just talking generally, or have you done that? Gone into obviously Muslim Student Association, which is an important thing to be part of, I think, is separate from going to a circle that's outside of your comfort zone. Have you done that with another circle?
I think I've gone to different organizations like I'm trying to get more involved with Amnesty International because other than the medical field, I'm interested in what's going on around the world and issues like just like the education thing I was talking about worldwide. So I'm trying to get involved in that kind of that club. And I'm really into with the issue between Palestine and Israel.
Yes.
So I'm involved. Yeah. And my friend's the president of Students for Justice in Palestine. So I'm part of, I try to get involved in her events. So I think just reaching out to more of what I like and what I enjoy.
Yeah, thank you, Samarine. So let me ask, I like the way you put it. I like that you brought up comfort zone. Anyone here can talk about what that any experience where you stepped out of your own comfort zone and what that was like for you?
I think just even going to college is stepping out of your comfort zone. I mean, I am very close to my family, so just leaving and going to the dorm and living with five other people that I've never met before, you know, five other women, that's scary, but it's a great experience. I mean, I would certainly recommend it for anyone because it forces you to think on your toes. And
does that mean you're sharing a suite together?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Wow. It's definitely a lot of people.
Yeah, it's got to bring up a whole lot.
Yeah, and I mean, it
someone is a clean freak, and somebody is.
Oh, I'm the clean freak for sure. But it forces you to sort of really solidify who you are, you know, when there's so many clashing personalities in the same place all the time, you know.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah, that's a huge learning experience.
But on the bright side, I mean, you could always find someone who like. A personality that really meshes well with you. Like, I was in the dorms my first year, and I met a friend of mine whose name is Sonora, and we mixed really well. And so the next year when we decided to move off campus, we lived together, and it was just a really ideal situation. So to find someone like that also, I mean, you go into the dorms and you're going to find people, of course, who you find, oh, okay, maybe personalities like that don't really mix with mine. But then you'll find someone who's like, oh, my gosh, this chemistry is perfect, like... So it's hit and miss, but when the hints are there, then it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comfort zone, Sarah.
Oh, my goodness. I just got back from living in a completely different country, so that's pretty much as far outside of the comfort zone that I can think of. I mean, it was Spain, so I think maybe it would have been different if I was moving to somewhere that didn't really have, like, a westernized culture or whatever. But, I mean, when you, I don't know, stand out because of what you look like a lot, when the culture is really different between the genders, and you don't necessarily know how to say everything you want to say the way you want to say it. I mean, that's really scary. And I think it definitely, kind of what Savannah said, it's the same thing where, like, it's just you kind of have to figure out who you are and, like, cling to that because everything else is just of your normal surroundings is just gone. So that was hard. And I'll be doing that again at the end of the month. So, I mean, I'm excited, but it always is a little scary if you don't really know exactly what you're getting into.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to stay with a wonderful family, though.
Oh, next semester?
Yes.
This semester? Yes, I'm excited. I'm living with a Chilean family, so I'll have some of those roommate issues, but it'll be with someone who's going to be cooking my meals, and I don't know, I'm actually paying to live with her, so yeah, hopefully that is good, and we are the kind of personalities that mesh, like Andrea was talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time. I'm wondering if anyone has anything they'd like to say or add in general about yourselves or your future or pretty much anything.
Well, talking about it's made me really excited to go out and do stuff. And
well, good.
Yeah, I feel excited, and it's got me thinking about things like maybe I need to do more activities like honor societies. So going out and doing stuff and excited about the real world too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. It's a little scary, but it's the good kind of scary.
Yeah.
I think that our generation is just, like, in general, like, maybe because of, like, the internet and stuff, we are very, like, we're kind of idealistic and, like, I don't know, just, yeah, I think everyone I know is, even in this, I think we're kind of optimists. Maybe that's, like, a huge generalization, but, I mean, even in this, like, kind of scary time for us, a lot of my friends are just, maybe it's just the college bubble that we were talking about, but we're all, I don't know, looking forward to getting started with our real lives, and I don't know, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here with me on Women's Focus. Thank you, Savannah Woodward and Andrea Nanez and Samreen Anwar, and of course, Sarah. Thank you so much.